Putting the asthmatic in charismatic, you're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show.
Folks, you are listening to the sweet mellifluous tones of Mr. Lester McLean.
Stretch your body and relax your mind. Forget about yesterday. Cause it's a brand new slate. Wipe clean of all frustrations that brought you down. And let them all melt away. Take hold of what you've got. Accentuate the unique gifts that you have. But there's only one you. Face the day that lies ahead.
Well, Lester McLean is a native of Tirana and has been active on the city's busy music scene since the early 1300s. He has studied jazz as a saxophonist while earning a bachelor's degree in mass communication. I'm assuming that's got nothing to do with Catholicism. And sociology at York University. The instrumental funk fusion band The Color of Soul was the first outlet for his songwriting. And under his leadership, the band recorded and released three independent records. The next endeavor was the Lester McLean Trio, featuring Lester on lead vocals and soprano sax, Juno Award-winning and nationally recognized Michael O, ladies and gentlemen, Michael O.
Occupinti.
Okay, Occupinti. Man, that's hard. On acoustic guitar and multi-instrumentalist Louis Samayo. On upright acoustic bass. The trio released a full-length CD entitled Best Foot Forward, and then the band went into John Beetle Bailey's Drive Shed studio for sessions that resulted in an EP, Lester McLean. LMXL, just a taste. LMXL, really?
LMXL. Lester McLean XL, 40, because I turned 40.
I like that.
Yeah, it was a little tribute to me. To be honest, it sounds a little.
You should have a radio show. That's the kind of attitude you need to have.
Maybe I should have a radio show. Let me know when I can come in.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. I told everybody I was at a little gig in Newmarket where Pete Rollins. I don't know why I'm forgetting Pete's name. Pete was speaking there, and they had a little music in the corner, and I thought, oh, this is going to be cheesy. You know, the small group of God people and band in the choir. This is going to be just freaking horrible. Oh, my goodness. These guys are unbelievable is what happened to me. So I tracked you down to the end of the gig and
yes,
said, we got to have you on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who else is here in the studio with you.
Well, that's a good idea. The aforementioned Michael Occupinti is here with me.
That name is from where?
Occupinti. If you want to be Italian.
Right. Italiano. If you want to be Italian.
Yeah.
If you
can say gnocchi, you can say okay.
Yeah?
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Was that your pickup line back in the day?
You know,
where were you born and raised, Michael?
I'm from Toronto. I grew up in Don Mills.
Don Mills?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How long have you guys been doing stuff together for?
Well, it's funny. Michael and I we're certainly celebrating more than 20 years together as musical colleagues, but we met back at York University in the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s, I guess.
80 to 92
yeah.
is when I was there.
So yeah, well, I graduated in 93. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this Juno business. I was talking to Tal Backman the other day. Tal, of course, is son of Randy Backman. Yeah. He had the big song, She's So High.
Yeah.
And we kind of got into a bit of a...
slam?
In order to make it big, you got to go down there conversation, you know? How do you feel about that?
You know, I don't think that's as much the case as it once was. I mean, I think it certainly was the case, you know, in the late 60s before the... But there's, you know, a band like Blue Rodeo has had a very successful, long career, and mostly in Canada.
Right.
I mean, you know, or The Tragically Hip would be another example. So, yeah.
Or Stomp and Tom.
You know, there is an infrastructure to have a career. And, you know, certainly as a working musician in Toronto, I mean, Toronto's fourth biggest city now in North America. Mm. It's a you know, it's a music center. It's a huge music
scene. Actually, speaking of that, there is some kind of movement to get Toronto designated as a
I just heard that. Somebody else just mentioned this to me on the radio yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This was a real live conversation with somebody that I had, and they said something like they're trying to make it so that this becomes a music destination.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, because there's a lot of live music going on.
There could be more. There should be more.
Yeah.
But there's a lot.
I was at the Lula Lounge a couple of weeks ago for some girls who were on my show, Scarlet Jane. And there was an indie chick thing going on there called Ladies in Waiting. Mm-hmm. And, dude, that was some of the best talent I've ever seen in my life.
And
they sounded good.
And people don't...
sorry.
Well, quickly. Very quick-witted there. Yeah. No, people, that's the thing. I think that's the great thing about them trying to make this designation happen. There's a lot going on here. And people, you know, think about Canada. They think about Celine Dion and Anne Murray and now Bieber and Drake and everything. And that's all great and everything. But there's lots of really phenomenal talent that hasn't been discovered sitting right here in Toronto.
Speaking of which, about to perform live on the Drew Marshall Show, their very first song, Mr. Lester McLean. And I'm going to keep calling you Michael O because I don't want to keep stuttering over this name. It sounds more kind of hip-hoppy if you go Michael O. Right, it's like the Living Color band.
Or it could sound like Kenny G, which is what we're trying to avoid.
Good point. All right, what's this first song we're doing?
This first song is called "Look at Yourself," and basically, it's more or less about being accountable, which I find sometimes there's a lot less accountability in our society than I would like. That's just my personal opinion.
True,
but that's what I think.
Is this a love song to Mr. Ford? Sorry.
Listen, no, it's not, but I think it applies.
Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Lester McLean.
2, 3, 4. Hey. Shoot the upstairs helps those who help themselves. Hey, maybe the problem is you haven't got enough money. Maybe the problem is the style and the clothes you wear. Maybe the problem is you didn't get that promotion. I can't tell you what to do, but the solution's well within you. Don't look to the universe to make you. Don't look to the world to take the blame. Trying to make God the your victim. Take a look in the mirror, look at yourself. Now I'm not saying that things shouldn't bomb you out. Sometimes adversity can measure who we are. How you deal with the stress and the strife that comes with everyday life can make or break you. It can bring it down, 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 down. How's it look when your arm is the one complaining? Look, when there's always something wrong. Oh, and what does it change when all you did was whine? You run the risk of being left behind. Hope you change your ways of time. Don't look to the universe to make you. Don't look to the world to take the blame. Stop trying to make God the victim. Take a look in the mirror, look at yourself. One's gonna hold your hand. You're all grown up now. Face yourself. The message you can. Hey, don't look to the universe to make you. Don't look to the world to take the blame. Stop trying to make God the your victim. Take a look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Don't look to the universe to make you.
Lester McLean on the Drew Marshall Show. Are you kidding me? Chomping, that was hot.
Oh,
you know what's good? When I start doing the, I call it the constipated Bill Cosby face. Man.
Folks, you should see this face. It's fantastic.
Just it's wrong.
Yeah.
What?
The chocolate pudding.
The chocolate pudding face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pudding pops.
Yes.
Guys, that was just fantastic.
Thank you.
I know I've heard that on your CD as well, and I've been that your CD is in my six in my truck.
Thank you so much, and I don't mean to not, it's not bragging or anything, but I had a lot of people tell me that about your CD. Your
really?
Car. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop
but
it.
About
stop it.
I've had a lot of people say to me, "Hey,
it
I have a CD changer."
I can't
you know.
Pop it. I can't pop your CD. It doesn't come out. I tried.
Well,
I tried to get rid of it.
It's designed that way.
It's designed.
Yeah,
it's ooh, that'd be a good concept.
Yeah.
That'd be a great
it would be
concept.
Something. Yeah, yeah. You could. It's some kind of a spam or something.
So let's who are you and what do you do? Because what you do is. And I think we might have had this conversation in the parking lot that one night. You're so hard to figure out because you can do so much. So mm-hmm. Label must look at you and roll their eyes and go, "What the heck do we do with this
you
guy?"
You know what? It's a very good point you arranged because somebody asked me. We did something today like this as well, acoustic, and somebody asked me today, "What are we going to hear?" And I still to this day because I like so much and Michael and I together alone we do so much. It's very difficult to classify and. Part of it, though, I kind of like that, though, because you can. It's almost like we have something for everybody. There's something that about our playing that's positive for everybody. If somebody's walking down the street can listen to that and go, "Oh, that sounds a little bit on the folk tip because of the guitars," or they can hear us again and say, "Oh, that sounds a little bit on the soul tip because of my voice," or whatever, or "That sounds a little bit on the reggae tip because of my dreads," or "It sounds a little bit."
little stick for radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Stick for radio. It works well, eh?
Good man. No, but listen, has it been a gift and a curse being so versatile?
I don't feel that way. I'll be honest with you, Drew. It's not like, you know, I do this because I want to do it. You know, it's not. It's never been about.
But
being
you gotta survive,
famous.
Man. You
oh,
gotta
yeah,
make
gotta
the
survive.
Money and
listen,
pay the bills.
And we work a lot. We work a lot. Absolutely.
But you know, it's there's two different sides to it. Because on the one hand, I think that most people that you talk to, if you go to most people's houses and you look at their CD collection or what's on their iPod, it's pretty eclectic.
They
listen to a lot of different stuff. And we gig a lot because we do a lot of different stuff.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you know, the recording industry and the way commercial radio is structured really wants you to be one thing and one thing only.
And that one thing is...
Folks, can we get a paramedic in here, please? I don't know what the heck that was. All right. So if you guys packed up and moved... to the United States of America and based in Nashville or L.A. or New York, whatever. I picked it three.
We'd live in smaller houses.
True. But do you think it would kick you in the right direction?
I will say certainly a better opportunity. I'll say that. Yeah. I won't say yes or no.
So do it. Go, man.
Well, I mean, listen, there's a lot about being here that I really like.
What?
You know?
What? Name me one thing about being here that you really like.
My family.
Oh, okay.
The weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the weather. Yeah, nice one, Tim. Nice one.
Well, listen, what I started to say is that the priority for me is just making good music, you know, and I'm happy to do that. You know, I've tried to shop the record a little bit. I mean, I haven't done as much as I should have.
Most artists suck at selling.
I'm not very good at selling myself.
Yeah.
I'm not at all.
That's why you hire sleazeballs to do – I mean, other people to
do
that.
Well, I mean, you know, again. Sort of I mean, I've and it, that's actually hard to do too, hire people. I found that way.
Yeah.
Michael?
You know, if the Canadian industry sometimes is lacking something, I think it's on the publicity, like that
kind
of infrastructure side, you know.
True North has done a good job.
They have.
Well, I think so.
I've been with True North a long time.
Yeah,
since 1998.
You're with True North.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny. We had. I did a little thing about the Canadian music deal for my television show a couple of months ago.
Bernie.
How'd you know this?
Well, Bernie's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. You're freaking me out here, man. So Bernie was on with Skype. He looked like he was on the space shuttle or something. And then we had a buddy of mine named Skip Prokop from Lighthouse there. And and then a couple of buddies of ours, Humble and Fred, were sitting.
I think they asked me if I was available to come in that day, and I had a gig.
Yeah, because you know who bailed on us was...
I didn't bail. I just
No, but who's the xylophone? Peter Appleyard.
Peter Appleyard,
He was feeling real sick that day. We're going to have him come in as well.
Oh,
so
too bad.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's creepy that you know all this. All right, listen, another song, What are we doing?
Why don't we do the garden? I'm gonna attempt to play some soprano sax, and I hope it's okay.
I'll work around it.
You work around it, okay? If I why don't we just do the garden? How about that?
Just do the garden?
Yeah, because you don't want dead air. Nobody wants to hear this.
Sometimes on this show, that's called a respite. Lester, set this song up
for
our folks. Yes,
thank you for asking me to do that, because I'd like to. This song... Oh, we got jokes here, folks. Yes, this song was actually inspired by a community garden at my church. I attend Advent Lutheran Church in Don Mills, Ontario. I've been there, basically was confirmed there, so I've been there a long time. And baptized there too, actually. But our former pastor, Pastor Michael Mills, initiated a program.
Part of the Mills brothers?
No. Okay. Well, actually, he has some brothers, but not those Mills brothers.
The lazy river. Sorry.
But in any case, he started a program so that many of the people who lived in apartment buildings could come to our church and plant their vegetables and whatever. So it ended up being a great thing. It was featured on TV somewhere. I can't remember where right now, but it worked out really well. It's still there, and I wrote a song about it.
Excellent.
So here it
is. Lester McLean, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Let the sun beam down and nourish with natural light. Let the rain fall down and clench the earth with the fertile soil. Let all that's been planted grow and this place that we call home. Let it flourish, in the garden, all people work together. In the garden, all people are one. In this garden, heaven's lights shine upon us all. The people, this does for everyone. For those who toil the earth, may they be blessed with caring spirit. May every minute spent be fruitful. For those who sow the seeds, may they be patient on the dreary days. Until the sun comes out another day. In the garden, all people work together. In the garden, all people are one. In this garden, heaven's lights to shine upon us all. For the people, this earth's for everyone. For the people, this earth's forever.
beautiful song by Lester McLean here on the Drew Marshall Show. Absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
You know, it's not, I don't know whether it's a good thing to do this, but I have to do it. You know, the comparison thing, right? Oh, that reminds me of this artist, or that reminds me of this CD, that song, whatever.
Sure.
So you guys in that song just bled Seals and Crofts, Loggins and Messina kind of stuff, man.
I've never heard that before said of us, but I could see that. I could see that. Listen.
That took me.
It's funny.
Took me.
Michael, we were on. This is. I'm telling a little story here. But we were in Boston on a gig many years ago with our larger band Grooveyard doing a wedding of all things in Boston. But
that can be dangerous doing a wedding in Boston. Can be dangerous.
Look out!
Just say they free pour there is what I'm saying. Yeah.
But in any case, I had mentioned that I was a big Kenny Loggins fan. And I could not get it. They were just killing me with Kenny Loggins over me because
of
Kenny Loggins.
Highway to the Danger Zone. That wasn't.
Well, they were giving me a hard time.
No.
Because
that
was Loggins and Messina.
No, Footloose. But no, there's no. Anyway.
I thought you were going to say, and Kenny Loggins was in the crowd. But, no.
All right. No.
All right. Let's do some, because that wasn't all right. Let's do some name dropping here. Tell us some people that you've shared the stage. Not the shared. I don't like to share the stage with. You know. If somebody's foot was on the same stage, I don't care. But people you've worked with. Michael, give us a drop some names.
The reason I knew Bernie is because of Bruce Coburn.
Okay.
I did a record of all Bruce Coburn songs, a jazz version of all Bruce Coburn songs.
Really?
Bruce played on it.
Who else? What's that other guy's name that did a cover of a Bruce Coburn song who sings like Dan Fogelberg of Christian music? He was just on.
Steve Bell.
Steve's
great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I've stayed in touch with Bruce because of that. And
so can I get that CD
it's
still?
Creation Dream, the songs of Bruce Coburn.
What's it called again?
Creation Dream, the songs of Bruce Coburn. It was a 2001 Juno nominee.
Nice.
And so I got to, one of the nicest gigs I got to do was Illuminato a couple of years ago did a tribute to Bruce, and he was there.
That's weird. Yeah. I wouldn't think he'd show up
He
to
was
it
part
for,
of it. Well, he played
oh,
a bit.
Oh, he was part
he played,
of it, okay.
He played, but it was with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and Sylvia Tyson and the Bare Naked Ladies and the Wailing Jennies and me. Mm-hmm. So it was a hoot.
Yeah. Wow, that's a nice lineup.
Yeah.
All right, Lester, what do you got? You got anything like that?
Well, you
He's
know
got
what?
Some
I got some stuff.
Got
hey,
some
man,
stuff.
I got some stuff.
Hey, we played.
You see how my voice went high? I got all defensive. I got some stuff. Hey man, come on!
Well,
yeah. No. Well, I'll
now
tell you.
Sounds like Jerry Seinfeld.
Actually, what's the deal with him? Okay,
it wasn't a pig. I was in the outside.
There was no penetration.
Sorry.
It's okay. I love Seinfeld. So listen, we can go.
Your
listeners
don't know.
I'll tell
Seinfeld
you what. I'll come back and we do a whole show
said.
Of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I'm all over
okay.
that. So
right.
No. My first big experience, if you want to call it that, was working with Maestro. It just so happens that my dad and Maestro's dad are good friends from Guyana. My parents' heritage, and I was born here, but my parents are Guyanese. Yeah. And Maestro, when his second record came out, he asked me to play on it. So I actually played some sax on it and everything. And I'm in one of the videos that came out for that, too. So I did that. A little tour with Ashley McIsaac with The Color of Soul way back in the day.
Nice.
So that was fun. It was just a couple of shows, but it was still great to work with him and everything. And
his sister is gorgeous.
I
can't remember her name.
Natalie
what is it?
McMaster?
No. Really?
Natalie McMaster with that. I thought they were related. No. They're cousins.
Are they cousins?
Is that it?
Yes. I didn't
okay.
know them.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we want you guys to take us out with a song, please, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And just before we go, a little homework here. Next week on our show, I believe it's Jory Nash who's in studio. Have you done any? Do you know that name
I
at
know
all?
Jory.
Yeah.
No,
so Jory's in studio. And then we're also going to have Humble on the show. We've named the segment Save Humble from Hell.
Yes.
That's right. Humble Howard will be on the show, and we are going to try to tell him all about Jesus, and we're going to try to save Humble from Hell. That's on the show next week. I don't know how that's going to go. I just thought of it today. We'll probably rename it, I hope. And if you missed any
here.
Of... what?
You keep it pretty loose here.
It's pretty loose.
Casual.
It's pretty Way loose,
back.
Baby.
It's casual. I like it, though.
If you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, we'll have all of this stuff up for your re-listening pleasure. There's something else really important I had to say, but I can't remember what it is. So.
Was it my website? Or
That was it. No, seriously, it was. It was total promotion. No, you're totally right. LesterMcLean.com, ladies and gentlemen. LesterMcLean.com, where you can purchase all things Lester McLean on LesterMcLean.com.
And as well as on iTunes as well.
Are you that big? You're on iTunes?
Well, oh, yeah, yes. Only the biggest people are on iTunes these days.
We're all making small amounts of money.
Yes.
One drip at a time.
You know what? Exactly. That's another show there, too.
That's right a whole other show. Right. All right, Lester all right. McLean, taking us out. What do you got, baby?
Yeah, this song is called Best Foot Forward. It's off the release we did in 2005, and it's about just doing your best.
Nice.
Putting your best foot forward.
Okay. Wow, thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome.
It's remedial music here, 101 on the Drew Marshall Show. Lester McLean, take us out, baby.
2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. I say everybody's got a right to a thought, a wrong opinion of just how things should be. I don't profess to be a saint or an angel or a counselor. I'm not qualified. There's no set way to live your life. View a point, I build a mousetrap. Do what's best for you. All that I know is what I've seen, what I've heard, and what I've lived. This is where I'm at today. Maybe some of those are right. Maybe sometimes I'm wrong. Maybe sometimes I'm weak. Maybe sometimes I'm strong. Try to have faith in a good Lord's world. I put my best foot forward in this world. Best foot forward in this world. You know what do now? Yeah. The best foot forward in this world. That there's no time to say hello or to flash a smile at a total stranger. Oh, so much fun. Some people think that if you do, you have a plan or a motive that's ulterior. There ain't nothing wrong with choosing to look for, choosing to hope, choosing to see the best in humanity. I've seen and what I've heard and what I've felt from 1970 to the present. Maybe sometimes I'm right. Maybe sometimes I'm wrong. Maybe sometimes I'm weak. Maybe sometimes I'm strong. I'm trying to have faith in a good Lord's world. Hey, I bought my best football in this world. Best football in this world. You might go, come on.